believe it or not. Say that with me. Believe it. One more time. Believe it. How many were here last week? You're here last week for the Foundation of this Message Series. Okay, cool. Check it on the web if you'd like. It's a great message, not because I preached it, just because it was. You know, talked about it. It helped lay the foundation of what we're doing. I'm going to continue this, believe it or not. Believe it or not. It's a message on faith. I'm trying to encourage us to have faith, to believe God. Amen? And I have not arrived at it, but I'm doing a lot better. Amen? I'm sure a lot better than I used to be in my life. Just because I'm the preacher don't mean I'm the leader of faith around here. Did y'all know that? Yes or no? We all have different backgrounds. We all have different problems. We have different struggles in life. I want to be more and more and more and more and more, you know, stronger in my faith. But, man, sometimes you get hit in the gut, don't you say? And it's a gut check, but that's okay. That's what's going to get you through everything is your faith. Amen? Say. Amen. So let's go to the Word this morning. Believe it or not. Today's message, that's a pretty glass right there, ain't it? Come on. Roger and his pretty pictures. If today's your first time, we'll use this big old screen, put the scriptures right on it. I'll have you say a bunch of stuff with us. And when you leave today, you just might have learned something. Amen? Let's go with it. Faith. Drink it up. Say that with me. Faith. Drink it what? Y'all still sleeping on me. Now, that first crowd's excited. I can't take this. Come on, one more time. Faith. What? Now we talking. Now we up there. Come on. Here we go. I'm sounding like Flip Wilson. I know. Come on, the devil made me do it. Here we go. Come on, I'm sorry. Here we go. Y'all ready? Come on. Now, faith is the, say it with me, substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things. Let's stay with the Word. Faith is the substance. We gave a message last week called the worst substance abuse. We talked about different substances and the abusing of substances. The message wasn't so much about that. As I said, the worst substance abuse, since faith is the substance of our life, the worst substance abuse is not to have faith. Did you hear me? The worst substance abuse is to have something that can be there for you. It can take you through no matter what it is. And you go, no, I don't need that. You hearing me? And that's abusing God. That's abusive to Him. And you're going to see what I'm talking about a little bit in the message today. So faith is the substance. Listen, I don't want to abuse it. I don't want to lose it. I want to what? Say that with me. Come on. I don't want to. I want to what? I want to use the faith that I have for my life. I want a good life. I want the best life I can have. Substance. What the Bible says faith is the substance of things hoped for. Something we looked at last week, we're still reviewing a little bit. Substance means something that what? Something that the definition of substance is something that occupies space. Okay? So, only faith in God can what? Say it with me. Feel the what? Faith is the substance of things hoped for. People drink, people do drugs, you fill in the blank to fill that empty space in their life. God in His omnipotence and His wisdom could not have chosen a better word than the word substance. Faith is the what? Substance. It's the thing that's going to fill that empty space in your life and in my life. Are y'all hearing me? So it's no wonder God is so specific. God only requires one thing out of us. One thing for us to be saved. Guess what it is? Faith. I thought it was church attendance. Money. Pedigree. Nope. Education. Nope. Color your skin. Nope. One thing is required. What? Faith. Because it's your what? It's the one thing that'll fill your life. Why would He tell you got to do this, 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 and this if when you do that, it's not going to fill the empty space in your life? Faith is going to fill that space in my life. Only faith in God, say it with me, can what? Quicken my body and my spirit. I'm a new creature in Christ because of my faith in Jesus Christ. I'm made alive. Only faith in God can do that. Say this with me. Only faith in God can do what? Give me true peace and happiness. The bottle ain't going to do it. We talked about that last week. Ain't going to do it. In my line of work, counseling people, I find all the time
people with struggles, people with problems, people with trouble, trying to fill that empty space with something else. And I don't blame them. Why not try to fill something? But they're filling it with the wrong thing. Only faith in God can do this, guys. Only faith in God, say it with me, can give me what? Everlasting life. So we looked at some of that last week. Now we're moving forward. The words faith and believe are mentioned. Say it with me. You need to learn something today. They're mentioned over how many times? 500 times in the New Testament. Man, when Mama told me something once, that's all she needed to tell me. That's what she thought. She'd knock you out. I'd have told you once. God said in the New Testament over 500 times that we're to have faith, believe, faith, 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 believe, believe, believe. What do you think he means? Say. You think he's going to cut us some slack? Say. No, because Jesus said, many are going to say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, we did this in your name. We did that in your name. And he's going to look at him and say, depart from me, you that work iniquity. I never what? Because you're only going to know me by what? Faith. 500 times. We got to believe, guys. I can never have too much what? You can never have too much faith. It's just crazy. Well, you just got too much faith. People don't say that. We go, you need to have faith, right? How about this one? I can never believe God too much. Nobody's going to come up to you probably and most likely and say, you just believe God too much. You're going through struggles and you're putting your faith in God and they go, well, you just believe in God too much. Man, listen, I can never trust God too much. Nobody's going to come up and go, you just trusting God too much. I mean, you might have a nut every once in a while tell you that, but for the most part, this is a good thing to do. Amen? Say. How about this one? I can never have too much what? Confidence in God. That's what we're talking about today. Faith, faith, faith. Say it with me. Faith, what? Drink it up, drink it up, drink it up. Why? Because that's the one thing that can fill that empty space in your life. Drink it up, drink it up, drink it up. That's why faith comes by what? Hearing, and hearing the what? Say that with me. Faith comes by what? And hearing the what? Word of God. Drink it up. Drink it up. Drink it up. Y'all just preach the Bible. You just believe the Bible. Yeah, we do. Drink it up. Drink it up. Amen. Memorize Scripture. Why wouldn't you? Amen. Drink it up. Hide God's Word in your what, the Bible says. Heart, that you might not what? Sin against God. Thy Word is a what to my feet? Lamp unto my feet. It's a what? Light unto my path. Drink it up. The entrance of your word gives light, the Bible says. Drink it up. You hear me today? Driving you up the wall? Well, here we go. Here's the message. Only two times in the New Testament do we see where Jesus marveled. Only twice. Only twice in the Bible, in the New Testament, where Jesus went, wow, I'm amazed. Only twice. Where Jesus was taken back. Twice. And they both deal with the same subject. So you want to amaze Jesus? We got the answer. Here we go. He was amazed once because of the great what? He was amazed at the great unbelief of some of the religious Jewish so-called believers. We're going to talk about that this morning. You're going to see it in just a bit. The second time was because of the what? Great faith of a Roman soldier or a so-called what? Unbeliever. Isn't that weird? The so-called believer didn't believe, and the so-called unbeliever did believe. That's how people are whacked out on faith. It's crazy. Let's talk about it. Here we go. Hebrews chapter 11 again. Without faith, it is what? It's impossible to please God. For he that comes to God must believe that he is, and he's a rewarder of those that what? Say that verse with me again, Roger, if you don't mind. But without, say it with me, please. But without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he that comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. Now, buddy, thank you so much. Without faith, it is what? It's what? You don't see that kind of stuff in the Bible that often. It says, now, with God, all things are what? But would you? Would you? It's impossible to please him without faith. Did you hear me? Without faith, it's impossible to please God. And the two things I want to talk to you about this morning, it's not going to take long, is that only twice in the New Testament did Jesus marvel. One had to do with belief, the other had to do with unbelief. One had to do with faith, one had to do with no faith. It's pretty much that cut and dried with God. Do you believe him or not? Say, believe it or what? If you don't believe in God, be a man. Go inside and believe in God. Good. It's your free country. Have at it. Quit playing the game like the poll last week. I'm a Christian, but you don't believe in the deity of Christ? You don't believe he's the Son of the living God? Are you kidding me here? But I'm a Christian. No, you're not. Did you hear me? Yes or no? We saw the poll last week of people that describe themselves as Christians that say the Bible, the Quran, and the Book of Mormon all basically teach the same thing. Lie does not. Did you hear me or not? Say. See, we can play that game with each other down here and get along with the neighbor folk, because you should. Want to be nice to the neighbors. But guys, I'm telling you what, God ain't playing that. God's saying, you better believe me or not. Did you hear me? Yes or no? Y'all all right? Okay, I didn't mean to scare you. Come on. Here we go. Let's talk about these two stories. These two incidents where Jesus was amazed. Are you okay? Let's look at them. First of all, the Bible says he marveled, the idea of amazed, taken back. Jesus marveled because of their unbelief. Let's look at that story. And Jesus went out from there. He came into his own country or his own area of Nazareth. And his disciples followed him. And when the Sabbath day was come, Jesus began to teach in the what? In the synagogue. And many hearing were astonished, saying, from whence hath this man these things? And what wisdom is this which is given unto him, that even such mighty works are wrought by his hands? But wait a minute. And then some started saying, listen, this is his hometown. Is not this the carpenter? Oh, yeah. Is not this the son of Mary? Oh, she lives down the street. Is not this the brother of James and Joseph and of Judah and Simon? Uh-huh, their family's down on the left. And are not many of his sisters here with us? And they were what? Offended at him. Now, he had done great works in other places. He comes back home. And they're impressed with him. And then they got sort of familiar with him. Pulled him down a little bit. Started talking about it a little bit. And they weren't so impressed anymore with him. Did you hear me? And Jesus said unto them, a prophet is not without honor, but where? In his own country. I go here and I go there and they believe in me. And I do mighty works. I come back home. Oh, and you liked what I say unto you. You started figuring out a way that you didn't want to believe in me. Did you hear me? Yes or no? And among his own what? And his own what? House. And he could there in his hometown do no what? Say mighty work. Save that he laid hands on a few sick folk. And he healed them. And this is the one of two times in the Bible, in the New Testament, where you'll find this kind of thing. And Jesus what? Can we say that loud? And Jesus because of their what? Unbelief. And he went around about the villages then, went somewhere else, started teaching. What's the point? We're going to make some points. Here we go. We're talking about faith today. First of all, when you're talking about faith, it doesn't matter what you're so-called. These are my words. It doesn't matter what you're so-called. Well, I'm Catholic. Well, I'm Baptist. Well, I'm this. Well, I'm that. Every one of you could be zero faith in your life. Did you hear me? Yes or no? Doesn't matter what you're so-called. Well, Grandma did this, and we went here, and I got my badges for Sunday school. Doesn't matter. Did you hear me? Yes or no? Doesn't matter what you're so-called. These were so-called what? Believers. He was in the synagogue where the religious folk are. They were so-called believers. But they what? Because they didn't what? See, guys, we need to bring the cookies down off the way up here and put them down the bottom shelf this morning. If you don't believe in Jesus, then you don't believe in Jesus. If you don't believe what the Scriptures say about Jesus, then you don't believe in Jesus. I'm sorry. Did you hear me today? And God's not pleased with I believe in Jesus. Oh, but God, what you said, you're a liar. He's not going to put up with that. You believe Him or what? We're talking about faith today. I'm not saying when you become a Christian, immediately you're like, oh, I believe everything. I know it takes time. But I'm talking about that spirit that doesn't believe, that spirit that that argues, that spirit that just doubts. God is not happy with that. Amen. So, no faith in God and no belief in God equals no what? Can y'all say that with me? No faith in God and no belief in God equals no what? Well, I honor God, but I don't believe in Him. And you know what He says? You don't honor me. Keep your mess. Keep your stuff. Stay at the house. The way you honor me is believe me when I'm talking to you, God says. Amen. No faith in God and no belief in God means, say this with me, no mighty works done by God. We can dress it up. We can have thousands even. We can call God did it. One day we might find out God didn't do it. We're talking mighty works by God. I want that done at Fellowship Church. Did y'all hear me? Can't always look at the numbers. Hey, I like numbers. I like more people the merrier. Amen. I don't like summers here in Englewood. I love Englewood, but I want a full house all the time. Amen. Say. But if it means a full house by line, pulling the wool, being full of bull, I'll take fewer to do the right thing. Did you hear me? Yes or no? Praise the Lord. When somebody wake up, I'm sick. Come on. Anyway, listen to me. God's not pleased and God will not reward what? He won't reward faithlessness. I don't care how many people praying for you. He ain't going to do it. You got to believe God. Are y'all hearing me today? Without faith, it's what? Is that what that verse says? That's what it says. So that was the first one. So two times in the New Testament, Jesus was amazed. And both of them had to do with belief. One of them had to do with unbelief. Did y'all just see that one? Let's look at the next one. Second one, Jesus marveled because of what? Great faith. So he was, here's the point. When people have great faith, Jesus goes, wow! When people don't have faith and don't have belief in Him, He goes, wow! Get it? The second one was because of great faith. And you think about the whole New Testament. It's just really odd that this is where we see the second one. And when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, that's not too far from where He was at home, by the way, Sea of Galilee area, there came unto Him a centurion soldier, beseeching Him. Now, a centurion soldier was a Roman soldier. Do you think the Romans were going around following Jesus? Yes or no? No. Do you think in general, looking at the Romans and the way they did things, you think they were very religious and spiritual people? No. This was a Roman centurion, which means he had at least 100 soldiers under his authority. So he was a leader in the Roman army. Not the average guy that you'd think had great faith. So, this centurion leader, this soldier, this man of authority, came beseeching Jesus and said unto him, Lord, my servant is lying home sick of the palsy. He's grievously tormented. And Jesus said unto him, I'll come and I'll heal him. See, Jesus was willing to do it. He saw some faith in this man to begin with, right? Didn't he say, I'll come to your house and heal him. Wait a minute. The centurion soldier answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that you should come under my roof. But speak, say it with me, but speak the word, and my servant shall be healed. Now, this is a guy that ain't even a believer necessarily. It reminds me today of the Christian polling I look at. People that say they're believers, but when you question them, they ain't. Sometimes that world out there, they got more sense than the church folk. Did you hear me? Yes or no? But keep going. He said, all you got to do is speak, Jesus, and it'll be done. But keep watching what he said. For I am a man under authority. I'm under the Roman government. I'm under Caesar. I'm under the commanders. I am a man under authority. I understand what authority is. And I have soldiers under who? Under me. And I say to this man, go. And he does what? Oh, he goes. And I say to another what? Come. And he what? And he comes. And I say to my servant, do this. And he what? Oh, he does it. Get the point. When Jesus heard it, he what? He what? He what? He marveled. He was amazed. Here's a Roman soldier, meaner than a snake, bad as a cum, hard as nails probably. And he got it. He got it. And Jesus was like, wow. And he said to them that followed him, which was probably a pretty big crowd, and I don't think that crowd that followed him was too keen on them Roman soldier folk. Because they were being occupied by him and controlled by him. And he said unto them that followed, verily I say unto you, I have not sent me found so what? Great faith. No, not in all of what? You can't get more spiritual and religious than all of Israel. Isn't that quite a statement, say? I just find that odd. And I say unto you that many shall come from the east and the west, and they shall sit down with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the children of the kingdom shall be what? Cast out into outer darkness, and there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. You could say a lot about that scripture. He said unto the centurion, go your way as you have believed, as you have what? So be it done unto you. And his servant was healed that very what? That hour. Guys, the point is, we can call ourselves religious. We can say we're going to go to heaven. But many are going to come from all over the planet and say that they believe this or believe that. that we might not think are going to make it, but they had faith and they're going to be there. And a lot that thought they were religious ain't going to be there. Did you hear me, yes or no? I'm not trying to put down church or us or religion. I'm not trying to put that down. But I'm trying to tell you, at the end of the day, it's all about what? Did you get it today? And don't be fooled either by what you hear on TV, how faith has been turned into something crazy. Did you hear me? How you can get you a new Cadillac by Friday. Or you send the preacher this much money and all of a sudden he's read out a psalm, whatever, and that blessing's going to flow on you. Let me tell you something. It's all about Jesus Christ. It's all about your faith in Him. Read Hebrews 11 and see how many of them drove Cadillacs in the family. Just read it sometime. How they were sown in two. How they were burned at the stake. Why don't you read it sometime? Who God says, the world is not worthy of these people because they had such great faith. Faith is all about believing God. Did you hear me? Yes or no? Not trying to put down getting things or praying for stuff. Guys, don't get it confused. You hear me? One thing I want to say, too, about this story that I got this week in my office, and I ain't got it clear as I need to get it yet. The Bible says all authority has been given unto Jesus. Say all authority. All authority has been given unto Jesus. Jesus is seated at the right hand of God the Father. Is that right? Making intercession for us. So He's been given all authority. I just think that really can help your faith when you see like this centurion soldier Saul. He saw he was a man of authority, and what he said, people did. Why don't you look in, why don't you, when you think about Jesus and when you're talking to Jesus, when you put your faith and trust in Jesus, and when you say, God, your will be done, Jesus, why don't you just know that when He says it, it's going to happen? Did you hear me? Yes or no? And if He doesn't say it to happen, it don't need to happen. He don't need you talking Him into everything. It's all right to give Him your petitions, pour out your heart. But thy kingdom come, your will be what? Because, see, you're the boss, and you're the authority. And I'm going to trust you, and I'm going to have absolute confidence in you. Yeah, but this went bad, and that went bad. Well, maybe in the big end of things, we're going to find out it went bad for a good reason. Say, how many ever had some bad mess happen in your life? Maybe it was years ago, and now you look back, and you're glad it happened, and you're better off than you ever was. Can I see your hand? Can we praise the Lord for that? Come on, come on, come on, come on. All right, so back to the message. It doesn't matter what your what. He was so-called a what? An unbeliever. This Roman soldier was a so-called what? When the religious folks saw him, they would have disdain for him. They would never have thought he was a believer in Jesus. They would have never thought that he believed God. But he wasn't an unbeliever because he did what? Have you ever done that and judged somebody that you look at them and they say they're a Christian but they don't look the part? Have you ever done that before? There's no way that guy can be a Christian. Raise your hand if you haven't done it. Okay, that's half of your line. Aren't we like that? Had a lady yesterday tell me about her church back wherever she goes. She said, every Labor Day, the pastor tells the people, just dress in your work clothes on Sunday when you come to church. I looked at her. I said, that's the way we dress every Sunday. That's just to celebrate Labor Day. It's, we can get set in our mind. You've got to look a certain way, act a certain way, so therefore you're in. Well, you're not in unless you have faith. Yes or no? That's the only thing that's written. That's it, man. That's what it is. Faith in God and belief in God equals what? You mean even a Roman centurion soldier can have faith in God and he will honor God if he does? Absolutely. Faith in God and belief in God means what? Did the religious folk that so-called believe get the mighty works done? Yes or no? No. Did the dirty Roman soldier who was supposedly a thug, but he had a belief in God, did he get done what he asked to get done? Yes or no? Yes. See, because really at the end of the day, it ain't about this group doing or this dude doing. It's about him doing. And he responds by faith. He responds to us by faith. Now, guys, don't think I'm preaching down to you. I'm trying to listen to what I'm saying today. I need this message. God is pleased and God will reward what? You have faith, he'll reward you for it. Take it to the bank, man. Count on it. Faith, do what? You getting the message now a little bit? Roger, we're almost done. We said this long passage. Are y'all all right so far? If y'all hang in here, you might get out of church early. Come on, here we go. Faith, drink it up. Let's say that three times. Faith, drink it up. Faith, drink it up. Faith, drink it up. And now let's look at a scripture that we might know based on what we've learned a little bit this morning. And maybe we'll see what Jesus was saying. Jesus said, I must needs go through Samaria. It's a place where Jews didn't go because they had no dealings with the Samaritans. But he said, we're going, boys. Pack the wagon. And he comes to the city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near to the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Hang in here with me. Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being wearied with his journey, he sat thus on the well. He was wore out, hot, and thirsty. It was about the sixth hour. By noon, then comes a woman of Samaria to draw what? And Jesus said unto her, give me to drink. For his disciples were going away into the city to buy some food. Then said the woman of Samaria unto him, how is it that you, being a what? A Jew, you ask to drink of me, which am a woman of what? We're outcasts, we're dogs. For the Jews have no dealings with us Samaritans. Jesus answered and said unto her, get it now, if you knew the gift of God and who it is that says to you, give me a drink, you would have asked of me, and I would give you living water. The woman said unto him, sir, you have nothing to draw with. She didn't get it. And the well is deep. From whence then hath you this living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, which gave us this well and drank thereof himself with his children and his cattle? Jesus answered and said unto her, whosoever drinks of this well shall what? Shall thirst again. But whosoever drinks of the water that I shall give him shall never what? But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a what? A well of water springing up into everlasting. Don't miss the point. How do we come to Christ? By what? By faith. The woman said unto him, sir, give me this water that I thirst not, neither come here to draw anymore. He ain't done with her yet. He says, go call your husband and come here. She said, I don't have a husband. He said, well, you said that right. I have no husband because you got five of them. And who you with now is not your husband. So you told me the truth. The woman said unto him, sir, I perceive that you're a prophet. Our fathers worshipped in this mountain. You say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship. Jesus said unto her, woman, believe me, the hour comes when you shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. Not about the place. You worship, you know, no what. You don't know what. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour comes, and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in what? And in what? For the Father seeks such to worship Him. See, that's what God's looking for.
God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in what? Spirit and in truth. We're almost done. The woman said unto him, I know that Messiah is coming, which is called Christ. When he has come, he'll tell us everything. Jesus said unto her, I that speak unto you am he. Wow. And upon this came his disciples, and they marveled. It's interesting. They marveled that he talked with this woman. Jesus only marveled twice because of what? Faith and having no faith. They marvel that he's talking to somebody he shouldn't be talking to. That's how we are. They marvel that he talked with this woman, yet no man said, what seekest thou or why are you talking with her? Because they didn't have the guts to do that because he's going to knock them out. Amen. The woman then left her water pot. Don't miss the story. She left her water pot. We're talking about faith. Drink it up. She went her way into the city. She said unto the men, because she's probably well known by them, come, see a man which told me all things that I ever did. Is not this the Christ? Then they went out of the city, the folk did, and came to meet Jesus. Are you hearing me? It was her belief. She hadn't had time to change yet. It was her belief that moved those folk to come out to see Jesus. Did you hear me? And many of the Samaritans of the city, of that city, did what? Say it with me. They did what? Believed on him for the saying of the woman, which testified, he told me everything about me. So when the Samaritans were coming to him, they besought him that he would stay with them. And he abode there 2 days with them. And many more what? Because of his own what? But we don't believe his own word. Listen, many more believe because of whose word? Jesus' word. And they said unto the woman, now we what? Say it with me, now we what? Not because of your saying anymore, but we've heard him ourselves. And we know that indeed he is the Christ, the Savior of the world. Well, isn't it a great story? And we've read it a lot, haven't we? I just think it's interesting. It was all about a dirty woman who nobody liked, especially the religious folk. She was obviously a sinful woman. And he met her at the well. And she didn't have to, but she chose to believe what he said. And when she started believing, she started running. She ran back to town, and all she did was tell him what happened and what he said. And they started running. Faith's a powerful thing, isn't it? Did you get the message today? Jesus said, look, this water's awesome. But if you knew who it was that you're talking to, you'd ask of me to give you water and man, it'd spring up in you into everlasting life. And I know he's talking about faith, guys. Amen? How many made it through some difficult struggle in your life and you even made it through with a pretty good attitude, believe it or not, because of faith? Can I see your hands? Nothing wrong to tell the Lord you're bragging on Jesus. That's what you're doing, ain't it? How many without that faith, you would have been a train wreck? Let me see your hand. Isn't that an awesome thing, guys? Are you hearing the message? I know I beat it into your heart today. Did you get it today? Are we done, Raj? Can we say it? Okay, so here's the message that we're done. Here we go. It doesn't matter what you are what. It doesn't matter what you so-called. You so-called a believer. You wasn't. Not in the story we saw today. Or you're a so-called unbeliever. He was, because he did believe. You so-called just a dirty woman nobody wants to have anything to do with, except Jesus will have something to do with me. Do you hear me? Doesn't matter what you so-called.
It matters who you so are. Praise the Lord with me this morning. Come on, it matters who I so is. Amen.